Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this getaway Friday, August the 21st, 2020, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, Friday is always an interesting day around here because we have a diversified group of programming. Today, coming up next hour, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we'll have 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, in to talk about the final night of the Democratic National Convention last night with the speech given by Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden. So we'll talk about that next hour. And then from 11 to 12, we're going to talk about old time Mary and movers and shakers and things of that nature. And we might do that some this hour, depending on where this goes. Because I have to talk about this because we're getting to that point in the morning where something normally, usually bad happens on a Friday, I guess is what I should say. Now, here's what happened. Now, I brought this up yesterday and it turned into a whole hullabaloo. But it was one of those hullabaloos that took us right up to the top of the hour yesterday and then I had to get off the air, so I really didn't have much time go beyond what I was talking about. There's a better word for that, but let's just say at this point, go beyond what I was talking about. Okay, here is what goes on Friday. And I'm just going to go through this really quick today because I want to talk more about what happened yesterday than exactly the issue in and of itself. Now, on Friday, we do a little program called The Exchange Club from 12 to 1 p.m. Now, all the panelists on that show have gone on to other things, and I knew this back in May. So back in May, I decided we've got to get some new panelists for this show. And I went to, and I'll say the name now because we went through this whole thing yesterday. I went to Abby, and I said, and you probably don't even remember who she is because she hasn't been on the program in so long. So I went to Abby, and I said, Abby, listen, would you like to be a panelist on the Friday show? I don't know if you can do it. I don't know if you have other commitments. I don't know what's going on, but would you like to be able to do it? And would you like to do this? And she said, yes, I would like to do it. Okay. So I thought we'll get her on here. We'll see how that goes. And then from there, we'll add more panelists. And by the end of summer, everything will be great and just humming like a fine engine is where I thought we would be. Okay, here's what happened. She comes in for 2 weeks, and you know, it was interesting, and it went okay, and that was that. Well, then there were some weeks where I had other things going on. There was just news and other bits going on where I could not have her in, and I sent her messages, you know, during the day, and I would say, Abby, you can't come in today. You know, don't worry about it. Just go home. I'm sorry. But I always gave her notice that I could not have her in. Okay. So this goes on for a long period of time. But she did come back at one point. And then she had to take a week off because a family member was having surgery, which is totally understandable, and I knew about it. No big issues there. So then, 2 weeks ago, there was no cancellation, and I'm ready for the Exchange Club at noon, and here comes noon, and nobody shows up. Nobody shows up, and there have been no messages saying that nobody's going to show up. Well, it turns out that her son had a college, meet and greet tour that day, which totally understandable. It would have just been nice to have a little heads up that I'm not coming in. Now, what happened was somebody alerted her, because that day I was, you know, I had no show. I was selling chickens. I had nothing prepared from noon to one. Didn't know what I was doing. So I'm on the air that day, and somebody alerts her that I'm saying, where is she? Why didn't she show up? What's the deal? And she calls in. Now, she calls in, and she did apologize, and I totally understand. Just would have been nice if we had a little prior knowledge of this. And she was at Taco Bell, and she ordered like 17 burrito supremes. I don't know what you do with 17 burrito supremes and one soda, a small soda. Now, I don't understand that. A small soda and 17 burrito supremes. You would think that would be a little bit out of whack, because I don't know how you wash down 17 burrito supremes with one soda, but you gotta do what you gotta do. So, here's the thing. And I gotta watch how I say this. So we get through that, though. She calls in, and I'll tell you, this was funny too, because she tried to mute the phone. Now, she's on live radio. She knows she's on live radio, and she's muting the phone when she's ordering these 17 burrito supremes and this small drink, because she doesn't want us to know what she's ordering. Now, I don't understand this, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So, that happened. We got past it. She apologized. Everything was hunky-dory. And I thought, okay, last week's the week. Now, last week, she had a tragedy. No doubt about it. And she did let me know beforehand that she was not coming in. Totally acceptable. And she even got Michelle and Dawson to come in and fill in for her. And Michelle and Dawson came in, and they were wonderful last week. I invited Michelle in again this week with Dawson from 11 to 12 because, you know, you try to space out the programming here, and apparently she's got a nail appointment, so she can't come in. See, this is what I get. There are 24 hours in a day, and I invite people in here for 1 hour, and apparently there's a nail appointment. So Michelle can't call in the first hour because she's exercising, and she can't come in at 11 because there's a nail appointment. Now, when you figure any of this out, you let me know. I think this is, and I love Michelle just dearly. You know, she's the nicest person in the world. We've never had an argument. We'll probably get into one now after I'm having this conversation. But she's the nicest person in the world. I like her to death. But I don't know what her fear is of calling in. I don't know what her fear is of coming in for an hour. Because it would have been great this morning. We would have had Mary Ellen at 10. 10 to 11, we'd had Mary Ellen Withrow. 11 to 12, we would have had Michelle and Dawson. Or just Michelle, whichever she wanted to do. And then at 12, I believe we'll have Abby. Now, that jury's out on that one, to be honest with you. I think she'll be here. A matter of fact, I even invited Abby yesterday to come in at 11. I know she might be busy, so, you know, I get that maybe she can't come in at 11. But if she ends up being able to come in at 11, that's fine. Because, frankly, I think we're going to need 2 hours to sort out this mess. Because we're taking like 2 days to sort it out right now. It's a messy, messy situation. Now, here's the thing. The messages are starting to fly this morning now. The messages are starting to fly. Oh, apparently everybody's got a nail appointment today. I didn't realize that everybody had a nail appointment. And let's see here. This is very strange. There's a whole lot of messages flying around. Oh, so now 11 is a no-go for both of them because of nail appointments. Now, do you understand what I'm up against here? Do you understand what kind of people I'm dealing with? God bless their hearts, Michelle and Abby. And I appreciate when they come in. I mean, I do. I roll out the red carpet when they come in. I treat them as nice as I can. I'm polite. I'm hospitable. I'm really a chivalrous guy when they come in. But, you know, it's one of those things. Oh, here we go. I'm getting all kind of messages now. I could be cutting it close. In any event, I think that, first of all, nobody's looking at these girls' nails. I've known them for a year now. I've never seen their nails. I've never looked at their nails. It doesn't matter. But apparently 11 o'clock is a non-starter today. You know, like the people at the nail shop are just backed up for hours or something like this. So in any event, we don't know if she'll show up or not. We don't know. We really don't know today. Jury's out. We're going to see what happens at 11 o'clock because I believe that Michelle is a nice person. And I believe she could go get her nails done earlier. I don't think that's a long process. And I think she could get her nails done earlier. And I think she should come in here at 11 o'clock and deal with me. And then we can sort some of this out. Now, the other one, Abby, I don't even think she would try to come in here at 11. You know, I understand she's got a nail appointment. However long that takes, who knows? I don't know what kind of stuff they have to scrub from under their nails that takes an hour. But that's the way it is, I guess. So, here's the thing. Yesterday, I bring all this up. And we get a call from our dear friend who called in last hour. And he said that it was kind of rude for what had happened, you know, that we have bad communication. We're just not communicating properly. And then Abby got in one of her rages, which she's prone to do, and she called in. Now, calling in is great because here's the deal, I think people don't understand this. I want them to call in because I feel that the other side of the story should be given. I don't think that I should just be allowed to sit here and give my side of the story because I think that, you know, is wrong. You know, I want people to have their day. This is like a trial. I think of this every morning as like a courtroom drama. You know, I'm here every morning and I am going under oath and I'm telling my part of the story and I always invite them to break in. They know the telephone number at any point and tell me what I'm getting wrong because they always accuse me of telling stories that are not true. So, you know, and they're sending a bunch of messages right now. I have no idea. And here's the thing. I understand they have life and work and all this other stuff. I think they think I come here and then go home and nap all day or something. That I don't do anything else. I come here, I do this show in the morning, and then I go home and I take a nap. I think that's what they think, that I have no schedule, I don't do anything else. You know, life O'Reilly, one of those type of things. Now, here's what I wish. I don't think it'll happen, but I wish that Michelle would call in because I would love to get her side of this particular story. Because we had Abby's yesterday, which clearly was a little shaky. But also, if anybody else has an opinion, if you heard this show yesterday, let me know. Because I would love to hear your opinion. And the caller who called in last hour, who was in the middle of all this yesterday, you got to hear Abby yesterday go on for like 10 minutes. You know, give her side of the story, which she was, you know, she was one of those yesterday. But let me know. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, Michelle's still working out. Oh, we're still with that excuse. She's working out. As if she doesn't have a cell phone right there beside her, as if she couldn't dial the phone. And she doesn't even have to get up. If she's on the ground doing sit-ups, all she's got to do is dial the digits, get in on this thing, and, you know, it would be a thing. In any event, now, did our caller yesterday, who was in the middle of all that, what did they think when Abby called in? And do you think she will be here today? Do you think she will show? And what kind of event do you think that will be? That could be very interesting. Give me or anybody else who has an opinion at this point. Because again, this is one of those mornings, the airing of grievances, because I'll be here through 1 o'clock today, and I like the mystery of what will happen at 11 and 12 o'clock today. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, did I want this kind of trouble on this show? No, I didn't want this kind of trouble. I wanted this to be a nice, peaceful, you know, program. We get Abby in here, and we do the Exchange Club every Friday, and it's all hunky-dory, and we argue and do whatever we do. But I don't know. And also, there's a whole issue with a podcast right now. Because the three of us started doing a podcast, I believe it was back in February. And we did it for like 9 episodes. And everything was great for the first 8. And then we did episode 9, and all of a sudden, people went insane. Because it was Abby's job to promote this podcast. And for some reason, she did not promote episode number 9. I still don't really know the reason. Because it's still there on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast Episode 9, you'll get it. But why it was never promoted, I really don't know. I still don't know the reason for that. But it stopped in March. We stopped doing these episodes. So then we started doing them again here in August, and we've done one. We did episode 10, and it was done on Sunday, and I sent it to Abby to promote it, and here it is Friday, and it's still not promoted. Now, I understand she's had a busy week, but I don't know why there's an issue with promoting it. That's confusing. So, essentially, there's just a lot of confusion on the table at this point that's causing, I think, this discord between the three of us. And I don't know that there's even discord between Michelle and me. Michelle and I get along, you know, just hunky-dory. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
As far as your Friday issue...
You know, and I hate to bring this up on the... I hate to do this.
You though, is it a passive-aggressive type thing here?
Well, no, I mean, I hate to take up time bringing up these issues on the air, but I feel... this radio show, to me, is like court. And I feel like I'm sworn in when I come in here every morning, and I've got to be honest.
Right.
Yes.
Well, have you heard the saying, what you allow will continue? I think it's time to give them the boot, find some new people.
Oh, give them the boot.
Yep. It's time. They've made it clear the radio show is not their priority. They'd rather get their nails done, rather do this, rather do that. It's time to give them the boot and find some new people. No disrespect to them. I'm sure they're lovely people. But, you know... what you allow will continue.
Now, did you hear her call in yesterday?
I did not. I missed that.
Oh man, it was insane. And yeah. Have you ever
heard? Mad?
Well, Here's how my relationship is with her. This is what happens. She'll get all bent out of shape about something, and I'll say, "Are you angry?" And she'll say, "No." And I'll say, clearly, no, I'm not. I didn't care about that. And see, that's... So, you know, in my opinion, was she angry yesterday? I think she was, because the caller kind of lambasted her. But if I asked her today, if she does show up at noon, if I said to her, were you angry about that? She would say no.
Well, you know, there's a pattern here. I mean, this is not just one time. It's a pattern, so... To me, it's time to make some hard choices.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I like them as human beings. We get along just fine.
Right. And yeah, I listen to many of your talks, you know, with all of them. They're lovely people, but they clearly, the radio show is just not a priority for them. And maybe they don't want to do it and just don't want to tell you that. Hurt your feelings. So maybe this is their way of trying to get out of doing it in a kind of passive way. I don't know.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Maybe they don't know that, though. Maybe you should just say, you know, are you invested in this? It's not, you know, it's okay to to cut ties, and we'll still be friends, and I'll find someone who would rather be here.
Well, that's
true. Give him the boot. It's time.
Give him the boot. You think that's where we are in this particular situation?
I do. There's a pattern, and it's not just one time, and there's no reason why, you know, there was no communication. It takes 5 seconds to send a quick message or an email or whatever, but yeah, I think it's time.
Oh, and
just my opinion.
Well, yeah, and let me say, they're doing it out of the kindness of their heart. I don't want to say that they're not being nice, and they do have other jobs. You know, I understand. So this is not that type of miscommunication.
But if you commit to something, you know, they've committed to you saying that, obviously, that they will do this, but now there's a pattern of kind of backing out, and nails are more important, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, they just let me know via text message, they are listening, that they don't care about hurting my feelings. And I didn't think they did. I didn't really think that was the issue.
Well, then if that's the case, you have to decide if you want to continue this kind of pattern or just kind of find people who would rather be there. There's a lot of people in Marion that I'm sure would love to be there and talk with you and, you know.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people would like to talk to me, you know, because I think, you know, coming in here every morning, I've been here every morning during the pandemic, I think this has been a nice place to come and have conversations and get people's mind off things and just have a good time.
It's nice to have the local connection. That's what I like. That's why I tune in every morning. I turn the radio on as I'm doing my dishes, starting the laundry, and listen and hear what's going on locally. So that's nice. I really enjoy that. And I know that's why other people listen too.
Well, I tell you, you really should pay attention today, because I don't know what's going to happen at 11 and 12 o'clock especially, because because she has not been here for I don't know how many weeks it's been now, and I don't know what's going to happen. But oh, and also this whole pop thing. She used to bring me pops and pretzels and food and
right.
All this, even when she wasn't on the air. And then that all stopped like 4 or 5 months ago, and I don't know what happened there. I don't know what I did.
I feel a disconnect. I think you need to have a heart-to-heart and see what's going on. There's something obviously going on.
Yes, and here I think I'm a nice guy, and I think that comes across on the radio every morning. And here's, you know, this thing. So are you going to listen at noon today when this apparently all hits the fan?
I'm going to try. I start working at noon, but I can listen at the same time. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens
it'll
today
be
for sure.
Well, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Good luck.
Well, good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, see, there's one in my corner, I think. I think that's one for me. And these are the type... And people are angry now. Now, people are angry. And, you know, I don't want people to be angry. I'm just going with the flow. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, a certified down here on Center Street has a air pump where you can get air for your tire.
Oh, is it free on Main Street?
No, this is on Center Street.
Oh, Center Street. Oh, okay, the one down on Center. They do have one.
Yeah, but down by the Jersey. But it's not free. It's $1.50.
But it's not out of order.
No.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's on certified there on East Center Street, across from the Fay Bank.
All right. Well, hey, maybe I'll hit that on the way home. Thank you so much.
But it's $1.50.
$1.50.
One thing you might want to do, Scott, is buy a bicycle tire pump and pump your tires up that way.
Oh, I might have to do that. Get one of those air compressors. Maybe that would work.
Yeah, that would work too. A small air compressor.
Yeah, it might have. Well, you know, do you have any ideas what might be going on with this tire?
Could be leaking around the rim a little bit, maybe the valve stem.
Huh.
I'm not sure. You could maybe take it to a tire place and have them check it, Scott.
I'm going to have to. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
Okay, but certified, they said it's working here on East Center Street.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, see, now there's a friend.
somebody who went down and checked the certified air pump to make sure it was working if I go down there. Now, I do want to let everybody know that on Monday, Fred Malone will be the guest of Mike Wilson, 5 to 6 p.m. on this station. Fred Malone, the guest of Mike Wilson. Now, we've got a lot of discord here today, I'll tell you that. This is an hour of discord because we don't know what's going to happen at noon today. Because it's been weeks now. No, we had Michelle and Dawson last week. But the week before that, we had a phone call, and we really didn't have anybody. And then the week before that, I knew we weren't going to have anybody, so that was no big deal. And then I think Ted Williams and Mary Ellen were in the week before that. So this is where it'll all hit the fan. But I'm getting a lot of negativity this morning from the girls. And you know, I feel bad because, I want to make it clear, they come in out of the kindness of their heart. They have jobs and lives and, you know, that sort of thing. So I want to say that they come in and they do what they do. And it's very nice of them. But I just don't know where the miscommunication is. Hopefully today, we're going to get to the bottom of this miscommunication. Because I think how you get past miscommunication is you communicate. And I think today, if we communicate, I think there'll be no miscommunication. And I, like I said, I don't want to say anything negative about them. I like them. I think they're very nice people, Michelle and Abby. I appreciate them, and we've had a lot of fun together, and I think we'll continue to have a lot of fun together, and I think everything will be hunky-dory. But it's just one of those things, you know, where we've had a little miscommunication at this particular juncture. Now, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say. We've got 20 minutes left. And, you know, opinions are opinions, and we all have them. And maybe I'm at fault. You know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I might be at fault in some of this. There's no doubt about it. So, it very well could be. And like I always say, I always leave the phone line open because I want people to be able to have their say. I don't want me to monopolize the conversation and not say anything. I don't want to say anything that would be untrue. I want to say things that would be true. I want to say things that are honest. And so if any of my facts are incorrect, you know, hey, give me a call here, 740-383-9944. Set me straight. Put down the barbell for a second and set me straight. I would love to hear from Michelle because as I understand it, I believe Abby is coming in at noon today. That's what we think. Now, will she bring me a pop? Will she bring me lunch after 5 hours on the air? We really don't know about that at this particular point. But I would love to hear from Michelle this morning because Michelle, she tells the truth. She's an honest, honest person. And if she would call in, I would believe what she would say would be truthful. So this is her chance because we've got Mary Ellen next hour. And then at 11 o'clock, who knows what we'll be doing. You know, if she can stop in after her nail appointment in between 11 and 12, we're open. So that would be interesting. Oh, and Abby can, too. If you want to come a little early, she can come in. You know, because this is like, you remember Dallas? You remember the TV show Dallas? This is like a running drama this morning. This has become a running drama. The soap operas are all out right now. The soap operas are all, you know, I don't think they can tape because of this whole COVID situation. But Michelle's going to try to stop in. All right now. She can't. I think she's got a phobia of the phone, like I do. But she's getting ready to go to an appointment and watching paint dry. See, why won't she call in? I don't understand this. It's very strange. But in any event, this is like a long-running soap opera. Now, we've created a soap opera here. We're like, what's those soap operas that are on in the afternoon? Well, what are those shows called? Young and the Restless and the Bold and the Beautiful. That's what we are here right now. Oh, see? They watch Dallas. They know what I'm talking about. And this is like Dallas. That's what this is because, and I know you people out there listening have watched Dallas. That's what this Friday has become like, Dallas. And it's going to be like, who shot JR? Michelle might stop by. Abby's supposed to stop by. We don't know how long. We don't know if they're bringing food or drink. We don't know what they're going to do. You might just turn on the radio, might come up at 11:15 or 11:30 and you hear a gunshot and that's the end of it. And then, you know, we have to guess who the killer is. You just don't know. It's one of those things. Oh, they want to be on the Guiding Light. Okay, it's like Guiding Light. Anyway, phone lines are open for another 15 minutes. 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you, you don't want to tune away. Because from 10 to 11, we got Mary Ellen Withrow. And then from 11 to 1 today, we've got Chaos. And by chaos, I mean we don't know when or who or what is going to happen. Because we have some people with some anger right now. Because I think they feel that I've portrayed them in a bad light. Now, do you think I've portrayed them in a bad light this morning? I don't think I have. I think I've been very nice in my portrayal of Michelle and Abby. I think, a matter of fact, that if you take my portrayal of both of them this morning, that it could be put in a Hall of Fame. You know, if there was a Hall of Fame for Friends, my speech this morning would go right in the Hall of Fame. It'd be right there. Again, phone lines are open for 15 more minutes. 740-383-9944. Now, our caller from yesterday, who got in the middle of this the first time, if you're out there, call us back, because now you've heard it all, and you've heard other people's opinions. Let me know what you think, because it's gotten a little bigger this morning, and today's the actual day, the big, big Friday, the big, big Friday hullabaloo, where it gets all kind of messy. Oh, and trust me, it's going to be a mess today. Now, I have faith that it might not be a mess from 11 to 1, but I just don't know. Because I don't know when people will be stopping in. I don't know what they'll say. I don't censor anybody. You know, come on in, say what you want, get it off your chest, and we'll see what happens. But I do want to say again, just for the record, before they appear at some point today, I like Michelle and Abby. We are friends. I think we were before this show this morning. We have good times. We've done things together. It's a nice, nice friendship. We just have miscommunication when it comes to Fridays and this particular show. I don't, and the podcast. I don't know what that is. Now, maybe I have to take some of the blame in this. I might have to take some of the blame. You never know. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If anybody has any more opinions, give them to me. Let me know. I love to hear your opinions. We've got 13 minutes left. Or if anybody wants to weigh in on anything, that's always entertaining. 740-383-9944. And I appreciate the people who've weighed in this morning. I think public opinion is in my favor at this point. Now, some people will say that's because I've skewed the story, and people will have their chance to speak about that later on, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think I've skewed the story. I think the story is pretty accurate, but we'll see as the day goes on, and that's what makes live radio fun and spontaneous. And again, don't forget Fred Malone with Mike Wilson, Monday, 5 until 6 p.m. Now, was there anything else this morning that I wanted to talk about? If anybody has anything else in this hour, we've got 12 minutes left. 740-383-994. Oh, here we go. We got an email. Okay. Now, I'm going to read this email on the air because I think it's meant to be put on the air. So let's hope that this is one of those on-the-air emails. Here we go. Okay. Let's see. So I switched on the channel this morning to see what the news was about, and... Oh, this is about the Jim Blessing clip that we're playing on the news right now. It says, I did reread The President's Daughter about 6 weeks ago. I pretty much had forgotten so much of what was entailed in it. But I am now up to speed on her version of the dalliance. What I didn't understand was a reference of the book. Oh, to the Charlie and I do that bit about the content of the book being kind of racy. Okay. There isn't anything in the book that would singe the feathers from a chicken. Well, yeah, I think in that particular day, it probably was not risk. Well, I don't know. See, back when was that book written, the 30s or the 40s? I think back in that day, talking about anything to do with a child out of wedlock was considered risque. Now, today, no. It wouldn't. And the scene about the closet in the White House. See, back then, I think they had a little more... I don't know what you would call it. There was a little more respect. You remember back in the old days when people say if they didn't know what they were doing, they wouldn't be in Washington referring to politicians? Well, this book kind of put a damper on that. Now, this listener has listened to Mr. Blessing, and after rereading the book, more than dubious about the entire affair. You can only... she did, I guess she herself admitted to wanting to write and appeared to have an imagination that would not quit. I think that she probably caught his attention by libacious means, and this seems to have been her young makeup. I tried to look at it through her youthful outlook, but also tried to read between the lines that I usually tend to do. His daughter, probably a huge love affair. Drop it, Blessing, and live your life and forget about it. I find his attitude in general unappealing. Leave the Harding family alone. They have always had their hands full, keeping a semblance of normalcy to the presidency, which was riddled with, you know, bad tendencies and things being said. Well, I think that's probably true. To be honest with you, I think, here's my take on that whole situation. I think that Nan Britton was definitely a lot younger than the president. There's no doubt about that. And I think she was obsessed with him. I think there's no doubt about that she was obsessed. And she probably did try to lure him into things. But I also think that there was a thing that went around for a long time that he could not have children. Now, I don't know if that was a lie. I don't know if somebody made that up. I don't really know. Because you got to remember, this is back in the teens. This is back in the early 1900s. So I don't know why it was thought that he couldn't have children. I don't know. And I also don't know why, when he was a senator, he was having this relationship with this young woman. Now, see, you got to figure, though, even if she was using whatever to try to trap him and lure him, why was she doing it? That becomes the question. And she didn't get anything from it. No money, nothing like that. She wrote this book, but she didn't know President Harding was going to die in 1923, so I really don't know. Now, also, in the bigger picture, why did he do it? Now, he's a senator, he's married, he's certainly a lot older than she is, and the problem with Harding, in a way, is that we know that he had past picadillos. If this was his only picadillo in life, maybe you could say, well, you know, he was just I don't know, fascinated by this young girl, I guess is the best way to put it. But he did have more picadillos in life. He had a long picadillo with Carrie Phillips, and there are reports and thoughts that he had picadillos with other women. So, what was that? What was that tendency in him to do that? I don't know. I really don't know what that was all about. And I don't know why Florence stayed. I don't know if she knew about it. We tend to think she did because there's some evidence that she knows that Carrie Phillips is being asked to leave the country when he's running for office. And I believe the Republican Party did contact her at one point and offer her, wanted her to leave the country when Harding became the nominee 100 years ago. But I don't know. See, it's a hard question to put it, it's a hard judgment, I guess we should say, to put it all on Nan Britton, because she was young, very young. And why would he let that go on? Now, I think one of the angry things that's done about, I think why Jim Blessing is angry, and I can't speak for him, but I think it's because they trashed his grandmother for her entire life and said she was a liar and said it wasn't true. Now, I don't know that his mother ever spoke out on this, but, you know, they just said it wasn't true, that Harding was not her father, that Nan Britton did this for money. And you got to remember, Nan Britton and Elizabeth, the daughter, they're both gone. They never got what they wanted. They never got proof. Had they gotten proof in their life, it might have been different. So I think that's the anger of Jim Blessing. You know, we all have a feeling about our grandmothers and our mothers. Now, you got to remember, this is Jim Blessing's mother and grandmother, and he got to watch them all their lives be called liars and a con artist, really just trying to make money off a book. That went on for 80 years. For 80 years, from the time that book was written until the early 1900s, until 2015, or 2000, early 2000s, until 2015, Nan Britton was thought to be a liar. Nobody ever gave her any credence because there were no letters that survived. So I think that's the anger. I think the anger is how his grandmother was portrayed all those years and how his mother was portrayed. And I think that's where the anger comes from. And I think the anger is also, in a way, still based in the fact that they're left out of things. And, you know, I think had Harding had other kids, maybe if he'd had a kid with Florence, this would not have been such a big deal. But there are no direct descendants of President Harding. At least we thought there weren't any direct descendants. But there are now. And how would he have treated that? Would President Harding have been a person who went along and said, yes, I had a child out of wedlock, I need to deal with it? I don't know if he would or not. Does anybody have any thoughts on this with 3 minutes left to go in this hour? 740-383-9944. I understand the letter this morning, and I do understand, if you reread The President's Daughter, and I think it's the reason for a long time people didn't believe Nan Britton, was because I guess you got to know the time it was written in. Now, would it be considered a risque book today? Probably not. But in the 1930s, I think the two things that made it a risque book, a tell-all, is basically what it was called, a tell-all. I think number one, it was saying that the President of the United States had had a child out of wedlock. You certainly didn't do that in the 1930s. It was implying that the President of the United States had had an affair. You didn't do that in the 1930s. I think it was implying that, well, there is a famous scene in that book about being in the closet and you just read that. That was certainly risque material back in the 1930s. So would the book be considered risque after what we've seen presidents do since then? Probably not. We know about Roosevelt's affairs, and we know about Johnson's affairs and Kennedy's affairs. So I guess over the years, that's loosened up a little bit, and Reagan was the first president who'd had a divorce. So, yeah, but you gotta remember, this book was written in the 30s. So it was a different time, and back then, I think there was a little different feeling about the presidency. I think it was considered a very high office, held by a very dignified man. Just look at the way people dressed in those days and how they handled themselves. And Florence Harding was very big on making that a big job. She was the first lady to have her own press conferences. She was the first lady to invite movie stars to the White House. She really wanted that to be a big position. So to find out that her husband had actually been fooling around with this young intern, and which happened, I guess, about 100 years later again, wasn't the only time that something like that happened, but, you know, it just, I think in its day it was risque, and I can understand why Jim Blessing would be angry, because they called her a liar for 80 years, and with Nan Britton being gone now, even though she lived a great long life, I believe she was 97 when she died, she never got vindicated in her life, and she was treated very badly. There was a court case, she never got a dime for her child. Nobody ever believed her. The more believable story was always Carrie Phillips because of the letters. Nan Britton said she burned the letters, which made people again think that she was a liar. She never got any vindication in her entire life or any money. So maybe that's why the grandsons ticked. You got to remember how you feel about your own grandmother and your own mother, and think about if they were treated like that for their entire lives. And they'll never get to see the day that it was all proven true. So maybe that's it. But we're going to break. We're going to come back with Mary Ellen Withrow and talk about a very interesting night last night at the Democratic National Convention. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
That was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what. I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Than
yes.
Men.
Yes.
Now, Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look $1 million better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would, that's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain, they has had women as the
leaders. That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place.